Hallelujah, Jesus. If you have your Bibles this morning, you know, a lot of times when it's in God's will, I like to follow up on the Sunday school lesson. Minister Jeter asked me last night when we were at the banquet and said, "You got a word for in the morning?" I said, "Not yet." "You got one you want along?"
All right now.
And thanks be to God. When thanks be to God, I thank God for being God, for He did give me a word. And then He gave me another word. So I'm already ready for next week.
That's right.
But God jumped in on this for this week. But there's something about this particular passage this morning that has always lifted my heart. And I thank God for another opportunity to preach and expound on this book of Daniel out of the third chapter. Because I find it to be a book where all of God's people should be able to get some strength, should be able to get some guidance, should be able to know what it is to have faith in a God that you trust that can do anything. Amen. This is what we are talking about, a God that can do anything. In the book of Daniel, out of the third chapter, I'm going to read verses 23 through 25. The Bible reads, "And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, 'Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?' They answered and said unto the king, 'True, O king.' He answered and said, 'Lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.'" On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of a subject this morning. In the midst of the fire, God is there. In the midst of the fire, God is there. But something about Jesus, something about the Spirit of God, something about growing in Christ. Whereas you used to say something a certain kind of way, despite that when the Spirit of the Almighty God is down on the inside, you learn how to reframe yourself. Yes. You ever been told out without being cussed out? Yes. Hello? Yes. Wait a minute. It sounds like we see a cussing. Yes. We ought to be done grown enough by now that we ought to be able to tell somebody how to get off of us without disrespecting ourselves or anybody else. What we got to understand sometimes is there are children around, there are elders around, and watch what you say. You don't talk anyway in the front of our mothers and our fathers of this church. I look over here and this man's 75 and got an older brother sitting beside him and they still kicking. In the midst of the fire, God is there. God is that being, that supreme being that is everywhere at all times. And it was that same God that has allowed us to come into this place we call Fowles Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, where we declare everybody to be somebody. And I hope and I pray that we take that to heart, because there's too many of us that forget that where we come from. We forget that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if we have a reasonable portion of strength, if we have what we can call salvation, it's only by the grace and the mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We've come to worship God in spirit and in truth. And the reality of the matter is that as undeserving as we are, God still has mercy on us. God still blesses us over and over again. There have been times in our spiritual growth where we've been up and we've been down. We did the right thing and we've fallen short and did the wrong thing. But God still was God. God said that he's the same today, yesterday, and every day. So yesterday God blessed us. Today God blesses us. And if we are here tomorrow, even if we are not here in the flesh, we still can't get away from where God is. Isn't it good to know that we belong to somebody that has the keys to heaven and to hell? He's the one that made us from the dust of the ground. He's the one that continues to make a way out of no way. And one thing we do have in common is that all of us were born in sin. Yes. All of us were shaped in iniquity. And we understand that the Bible declared that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Yes. Now, it doesn't matter what it is, that there's no little sins and big sins. The Bible says all unrighteousness is sin. There's no middle ground. There's no exception because God has no respect of persons. We are the same in the sight of God. Remember that our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags before God. To those of us that like to boast about I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost and I'm this and I'm that, you're nothing but a filthy rag. I'm the pastor of the Five Chapel Baptist Church, but I'm nothing but a filthy rag before my God. And I learned that I learned the hard way that I got to let God be God all by himself. David said, be still and know that I am God. Some of us move so much. Our minds are running so fast that we fail to hear what thus said the Lord our God. We got to understand this morning as believers that we know him to be a God of mercy. Isn't it good to know God is a merciful God? And the Bible declared that his mercy endureth forever. That's what I like about it is that he's not a sometime God. He's not just a seasonal God. You know how we talk about going through different seasons, but every season God is. So I thank God that when I'm going through my rough season, God is right there with me. When the rough days are gone and the cloudy days are gone and the sun come back in my life, God is with me. And after those sunny days, after you just shine up that vehicle and everything going all right, the clouds come up and the rain come down and it's all dirty all over again. But that's still God. See, I thank God for the rain. So many times God blesses us and we complain. We murmur and complain all the time. But if we would ever just think about how good God has been to us. God has been so good to us. He saved us from ourselves. And as believers, we can depend on him that he's always going to be there in the good times and even in the bad times. God promised us, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You can call on me. I'm not that far away. I'm real near. You know, some of us act like it's hard to get to God. I remember, I think I said it one time before, is that as a child, as I was going through church, I loved to sing, come by here long. But then I grew to the point in my life, in my spiritual life, that I began to wonder why I got to ask him to come by when he's already here. I thought it was a pretty song, and I thought I could sing it pretty good. But I was off beat. Not that it's a bad song, but is not God already here? Yes. Now, we say that our body is a temple. And our temple housed the Spirit of God. So now, when you came into the house of worship, did you come to get God or did you bring in it with you? That there might be somebody that forgot that God is yet in the midst of them. For these bodies that we have, these bodies, we have good and bad. Yes. We got a good spirit and we got a bad spirit. Anybody ever heard somebody say, well, this is not my bad day? Yeah. Anybody in here ever have bad days? Yeah. Days where you don't feel like talking even to your friend. Yeah. Sometimes you don't want to talk to your family. Be quiet, be quiet. Somebody be quiet. My cousin was over just a few days ago, and I told my granddaughter, you got to be quiet. Children like for to be quiet sometimes. make babies nervous talking all the time and music all the time and all this fuss all the time. Somebody know what I'm talking about. God can't speak to you sometime through the week because you got too much noise in the house. Don't wait the Sunday to get it. You ought to get some throughout the week. Ain't anybody in here catch hell from the devil throughout Monday through Saturday? So now if you're going to wait the Sunday to get pumped back up, you better have enough to fight God, fight that devil off of you. Hallelujah! Somebody need to help me in the house. I don't care how much of a hallelujah good time we have this morning. You go outside that door, the devil is waiting on you. He's going to pick everything apart that you thought were good for you. You got just a little bit closer. That problem you had last week, you left it at the altar. And you feel refreshed. You feel like I can make it now. But when you get out on the outside, the devil got a trap set for you. And the devil wants you to walk into that trap. But if you walk by faith, God will make a way out of no way. God will make your enemy your footstool. God will. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Ow! When I think of all that God is doing in our life, I know this morning that you're going to have to go through something. Some of us. We're laid back, sitting there like everything is all right. I don't have a problem in the world. My bills have been paid. I'm not talking about mine now. But I'm talking about yours. You already got your bills paid. Everything is already made up. And you're sitting there comfortable. Got saved back when you were 22 years old. Got baptized when you were 12 years old. And now you're laid back. But I come to tell somebody, it's time to get up off your seat. Let God. In this life, the Bible says, you're going to have trials and tribulations. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. Don't worry about it. Have your joy. Have your peace. Know that healing is in my hand. Don't let nobody get between you and God. Oh, glory. What God has for me. Anybody waiting on something? Anybody ask God for something? Anybody believe in God this morning? In what God got for you. No enemy, no weapon. I don't care how many times they throw a dart your way. God, glory, that has all power. He will cover you in the blood. I got on my faith shield that'll block all the dots. But David found out that in this life, I'm going to have to walk down through the valley of the shadow of death. But as I walk through that valley, when there are uncertainties of life, I got to walk by faith. I got to believe in God. I got to know that God will make a way out of no way. I got to know this morning that He's still a miracle worker. Anybody know Him as a miracle worker? Have you seen what God can do? Well, we might be looking for a big miracle. But if you think about it, this old wicked wretch that I was, it was a miracle that God looked beyond our fault and blessed our every need. Is anybody glad that God is on your side? Well, you better learn that that you can't put nothing in the front of your God. You got to put God in the front of your life. Can God depend on you to stand up in the midst of opposition when somebody tell you that you got to do this or you got to do that? Can God depend on you? I believe when I look in our text, see, I got pumped up now and I'm almost out of breath. So I got to go on and see what the end going to be. So you know the story. Those that was in Sunday school, you read it and studied it in depth. But those of you that just need a touch, let me bring you up to date. There were three boys. They were Hebrew boys. They were Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that believed in the Almighty God. There was a king that loved Shadrach. Thought Meshach had good sense. Put them over the providence of things in the land. There's always jealousy. There's always somebody looking at you and worried about your business. The king said, I want to make an image. And at the sound of the music, everybody got to bow down. The Bible says that he called all the great folk, the captains, the counselors, those that were in charge, those in high authority. He wanted everybody to know that he was the king. Let me tell you something. King Nebuchadnezzar, he didn't realize that it wasn't all about him, but it was all about Jesus Christ. The Bible says that when they played the music, everybody bowed down. And immediately, some of us that like to run and tell it, ran and told King Nebuchadnezzar, there are three boys that you put over the providence. They won't bow down. Didn't you say that you are the king? And when you play the music, everybody got to bow down. Well, now these three boys, they must didn't understand. Because when you play the music, they would not bow down. They would not worship your image. Well, now, the king thought about it. He done got mad now. You know, when you think you all of that, and somebody go against you, oh, you swell up. Jaw get full of act. Head get full of hate. Get mad in your heart that I'm going to show them who they're messing with. Bring them to me. And I want to see if they're man enough to stand in my face. Because I am the king. I'm King Nebuchadnezzar. And don't nobody go against my decree. For I have made a decree that when I have the music playing, everybody gotta bow down. Now you three boys, is it true that when the music played, you would not bow down? Look at the response. One of the boys spoke up, said, oh king, it's not even necessary for me to answer you. I don't have to defend myself, because the God I serve, the God I serve, if you throw me in the fire, if it's God's will, I'll be all right. For the God I serve, he will deliver me. The God I serve, he will make a way out of no way. I'm glad that I serve the same God. For the Bible said, King got real mad. Because the music started playing. And they stood still right there. The king got mad. Now I tell you what I'm going to do. I want the furnace heated 7 times. Hotter than it normally is heat. Because I'm going to show these boys. So they'll be an example for anybody to follow. That you don't go against the king. The Bible says that mighty soldiers bound these men. Took them to the furnace. And as they got to the furnace door, the flame was so hot that it burned up the men that threw them in the furnace. The Bible says that when they threw them in the furnace, they fell down to the bottom. But when they got up, when the story was finished being told, that old king went to the window, said, "Did not I put three men down into the fiery furnace? But I don't believe my eyes. I see four men. They're not bound, but they've been loosed. Somebody done unchained them. Somebody done released them. I see another man walking around, no harm. He looks like the Son of God. He went to the door. Oh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come on out. Come on out. The God that you serve is the greatest God. I'll never go against that God. So when you're in the midst of the fire, know that God is with you. Your fire may not be a furnace. It might be trouble, might be finances, might be a broken heart, might be lack of a job. But while you're in the midst of the fire, God is, God is, God is right there. When you're sick, God is right there. Don't let nobody. In the midst of the fire, God is there. So whatever you're going through, that might be your fire this morning. But if you're walking in faith, hallelujah, if you trust in God, then as you walk in the fire, you will know that no harm is going to come against you. For when they brought him out the fire, didn't have a smell of smoke. Clothes wasn't burnt. Everything was intact. Who would serve?